From Clochar Valley in County Tyrone, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you join us as Gospel Minister the Reverend Peter McIntyre is here to let the Bible speak and preach Christ in all His fullness.
Hello, good afternoon. Peter McIntyre with you here for the next 15 minutes, sharing with you the Gospel through song and through the Word of God. If you are enjoying the ministry on Let the Bible Speak these Wednesday afternoons, and you would like to obtain free copies of our church services, we do record all our services, and we would gladly send you recordings should you so desire. Please keep that in mind. This afternoon we'll continue our studies in the Psalm 1. First, here's a very nice piece entitled, 'Tis Marvelous and Wonderful. Turn once again to the Psalm 1 for our Bible reading. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. May the Lord bless his word to our hearts. This afternoon we're going to think about the verses 4 and 5 of the Psalm 1. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. Over the past 3 weeks I have been considering the happy man as we discover him in the Psalm 1. I have called these messages the happy man because the word blessed, which we discover at the beginning of the psalm, means in the original Hebrew scriptures to be happy. Happiness is something all men and women seek for, and I am sure all our listeners are exactly the same as everyone else in this world. Here in these words written many thousands of years ago, we discover teaching right up to date with the 21st century, showing us how we can enjoy happiness. We have considered the characteristics of the happy man in verse 1. He lives a different kind of lifestyle compared with society around him, being defined by where he does not go and who he avoids socializing with. We also looked at the craving of the happy man in verse 2. He is satisfied only by the precious word of God, which is daily his delight. Last time I talked to you about the conquest of the happy man from verse 3. He knows prosperity and peace, spiritually speaking, because he takes time to pray and draw from the Holy Spirit, even as the tree beside the river is nourished by the moisture its roots can locate. Today I want to speak to you about the reverse of this happy man, because these verses 4 and 5 teach us about the unhappy man. Therefore this afternoon, please consider the contrast with the happy man. Firstly, could you please think about the unhappy man's description? The man I have been talking to you about over these past weeks is described as being blessed. He is an individual who is at peace with himself, because he is at peace with his God. But now another name comes before us, the very description of which shatters the peace the psalmist has been depicting. In the fourth verse he simply says, "The ungodly are not so." This individual is not blessed, he is cursed. He is not happy, rather he is unhappy. He is simply called the ungodly man. To be ungodly is to be without God. It is to be without God's salvation, to be without forgiveness of sins, and to be without spiritual life. To be ungodly is to be without life, because Paul in Ephesians chapter 2 described the person who is unconverted as being dead in trespasses and in sins. Also in Ephesians 2 and 12, he spoke of unsaved folk as having no hope and being without God in the world. If you are not saved today, dear listener, you are ungodly. Unless you have experienced a new birth and have come and sought God for salvation, you are the person who is without the life of God. This is to be in a most unhappy condition, as salvation is life's greatest blessing. To be unconverted is to be existing rather than living, because life is nothing more than an empty shell without God. Secondly, I wish to share with you the unhappy man's difficulties. While the happy man enjoys stability and assurance, being compared to a tree beside the rivers of water, the ungodly is likened to chaff which the wind driveth away. The contrast could not be greater. Chaff was that part of the grain which was unfit for human consumption. It was, properly speaking, the hard shell which encased the precious harvest. After the threshing, the reaper was left with a pile of grain that included the chaff. He would then at the threshing floor toss the grain high into the air with his winnowing hook, and the wind carried the lighter chaff away. Therefore chaff was the dust which was left to the devices of nature. Here in this first psalm, God compares the ungodly to chaff which are blown away by the wind. Without the Lord, dear listener, you are exposed to the winds of illness, bereavement, and eventually death. We all must face trouble and suffer problems in the world, but without God you have no anchor, no refuge, and no hope. Therefore you are left exposed like the chaff tossed into the air by the winnower's fork. How can you go through life without a Lord to pray to, without the comfort of knowing his presence, and without the sure knowledge that when death comes, it will be absent from the body and present with the Lord? Christ today offers you a better and a more satisfying way. Thirdly, please think about the unhappy man's destination from the fifth verse. When the day of judgment dawns, those who lived without Christ will be unable to stand. In 1 John 4:17, we are told that Christians will have boldness in the day of judgment. Revelation 6 verses 15 to 17, whoever shows a picture of the ungodly from every class of society, crying out for the rocks and the mountains to fall on them, to hide them from the wrath of God. Which group do you want to be with when Jesus returns? Those who are crying, or those who are singing? Those who are terrified, or those who are filled with love? The choice is yours. I pray that in the day of judgment, you will be standing before God with boldness. We are also told here that the sinner will not stand in the congregation of the righteous. This will be the greatest gathering of all time, and the church of Christ will rejoice in the city with streets of gold and gates of pearl. Yet all of humanity will not be present in heaven. Some will be excluded. Yes, the excluded will be the ungodly. While the saved of all ages will be eternally happy, the unsaved will be eternally unhappy in that lake that burns forever. If you think you are unhappy now, your misery is nothing compared with the sorrow of those who will hear the Saviour's words, "Depart from me, ye cursed." Don't go down this road, dear listener. Come to Christ while you have time, life, and opportunity. Seal your happiness by accepting Christ and pass from the shadows of sin into the light of the gospel. Thank you for listening.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak. If we can be of any further spiritual help, or if you would like to receive some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, Reverend Peter McIntyre, 13 Willand Crescent, 5 Mile Town, County Tyrone, BT75OQL. That's Let the Bible Speak, Reverend Peter McIntyre, 13 Willand Crescent, 5 Mile Town, County Tyrone, BT75OQL. You may hear Mr. McIntyre preach each Lord's Day here in Clogher Valley Free Presbyterian Church at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. For further information, you may phone us at 028-8952-1611. 028-8952-1611. We assure you of a very warm welcome at all the services and look forward to having you visit with us. Thank you for listening today. May the Lord richly bless you, and don't forget to tune in on this same station at the same time next week when once again we turn to the Scriptures and let the Bible speak.